95.3 Gorilla.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
What are you so excited about?
It's the weekend. Hooray.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Actually, it's
Tuesday.
Is it?
I gotta get out of this house.
I'm going stir crazy in here.
I'm going stir crazy.
Try not to go too stir crazy.
Okay, it's Tuesday.
So let's make the best of it.
Okay, I'll try.
Here we go.
With Showtime.
Showtime. So we're finally getting some official reaction from the Taylor Travis wedding. Here's Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid talking about what he took away from the ceremony. This is actually really interesting.
What will you most remember about the wedding?
That's a good question. I would probably tell you Adam Sandler doing a phenomenal job on with the vows and or the ceremony and just how he went about bringing a little bit of humor but also some sensitivity to the to what was going on to, again, a lot of different types of people from a lot of different types of worlds there, bringing them all together.
You know, that's really interesting to hear about Adam Sandler because I feel like he's a little misjudged based on the roles that he has. Everybody talks about what a wonderful guy he is. Then you see some of his movies and you're like, huh? Him? That guy?
95.3 Gorilla.
Oh, look, it's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Today we're talking workplace confessions. This is a good one, okay? Do you have any secrets in your industry, in your company, in your office? I promise we don't have to use your real name. We can disguise your voice. Do you have any secrets about the work that you do that the public does not know about and might be surprised to know? Yeah, there was a big Reddit thread about this over the weekend that like millions of people saw. I want to know, what's your workplace secret? All right, first one up today is Tim. Tim, you said you work fast food, right?
So I work fast food.
Yep.
And even though, like, the food has an expiration after sitting in a warmer, like, if you didn't really want to go make more, you could just say it's not expired and put it back so it's basically, like, considered new again and just keep using it.
Oh, God. Okay. Please don't tell me where you worked because I don't want to know. Oh, that's gross. Oh, that's disgusting. I have the number for the health department around here somewhere. Hold on, let me find it. Who's next? Workplace confessions, workplace secrets that you would be shocked to know if you didn't work there. Okay, next is Marissa. Marissa works in retail. Marissa, what's your secret?
Well, basically, return policies in our company and our individuals of the store kind of depend on your attitude.
Oh, for sure. How did you guys deal with that?
If you approach us and you're like, yeah, you know, this happened, you know, calm, we're allowed to extend the warranty
yeah.
months. If you come and you're then we can pretty much actually kind of charge you to even get your refund.
Oh, sure. Just like, you know, get out of my face. Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you for playing. Leave. Oh, 100%. I feel like people know that, though. I feel like that's kind of like obvious human behavior stuff, right? Like, what's something that you would be shocked to know the public has no idea about? Last word goes to Kaylee. Kaylee says she's a server at a big national chain. Kaylee, what's your shocking secret?
All right, we maybe have dropped food on the floor and still used it.
Oh, no. Food on the floor? 5 second rule. 5 second rule.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
And it's flicked on again. And skids on past the post. And Anthony Taylor blows his whistle. Mikel Merino, magnificent Merino.
Yeah, there we go. That was Cristiano Ronaldo's World Cup journey ending as Spain eliminated Portugal. Yeah, and the U.S. was eliminated too. Oof, yeah, last night that was just a tough game to watch. There were some good moments, though.
And there's a man lying down behind the wall, which means the wall could jump. Tillman over the wall scores! Malik Tillman! Lightning strikes twice! And the United States has tied the game!
There were some moments, yeah, but it did not go our way in the end.
It's a beautiful sport. We give our lives to it for a very good reason. And we have so enjoyed the support the U.S. has received. And we are incredibly excited for the final 2 weeks of this tournament. The final 2 weeks, which will not include the men of the United States.
Yeah, sorry. There we go. That's how the World Cup ended for Team USA. The Australian Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is apologizing for his comments about Kylie Minogue. What? What did he say about Kylie? What happened with Kylie Minogue?
We're at rapid fire questions. Now, every guest gets asked these. Marry, date, Kylie Minogue, Nicole Kidman, or Rhonda Birchmore?
I've just got married. I'm only 6 months in.
But if it goes up, let's just pretend.
Oh, Kylie, clearly.
You'd marry Kylie and date her?
All of the above.
All right, it's a triple.
Oh, no. The Prime Minister of Australia saying that he would, you know what, marry and kill Kylie Minogue. All three of them. Somehow that's like even funnier than I thought. Like, that's funny and offensive all at the same time. Oh my God, that's hilarious. And one very, very sad piece of news to finish with today. The party rock anthem singer that you know from that LMFAO song, Lauren Bennett, she just died at 37 years old. Very, very, very sad news. Lauren Bennett, she was best known for LMFAO's party rock anthem. She just passed at 37. Her former group GRL confirmed the news, saying it's with great sadness that we share the passing of our beloved Lauren. She began her music career at just 18. She collabed with CeeLo Green and will.i.am before that breakthrough in 2011 with party rock anthem. Lauren will be missed. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Tuesday.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
Here he goes. It's the one and only Ringo, turning 86 years old today. Happy birthday to Mr. Star. There's Octopus's Garden. Jim Gaffigan is turning 60 today.
No one wants a salad. We have to be tricked into eating salad. You want a salad? No, no. You can go to the salad bar. Bar? Is there going to be booze and women there?
On this date back in 1984, The Artist started a five-week run at number one with one of the greatest songs of all time. What song did Prince have that went number one on this date in 1984? I'm going to tell you in just a second. Hang on for that. On this date in 1928, sliced bread sold for the very first time in Missouri. Yes, sliced bread. You know, the butt of the joke that we always tell?
The greatest thing since sliced bread. So this is it? A couple of 100,000 years? Sliced bread? What about the pyramids? The Panama Canal? The Great Wall of China? Even a lava lamp, to me, is greater than sliced bread.
By the way, that was the greatest. If you didn't recognize his voice, that was the late great, the one and only George Carlin. July 7th today is National Macaroni Day.
Holy macaroni!
It's also National Dive Bar Day today, too.
To the dive bar!
Well, I know this dive bar.
It's not a dive bar, sir.
America's only family-friendly dive bar experience.
This is great! My first dive bar.
I've never seen a dive bar this clean.
We kept the spirit of a dive bar, but got rid of the smell and the hopelessness.
I honestly don't think that going to some dive bar is necessarily appropriate for somebody who just had kidney surgery.
The truth? I'd rather just go to a dive bar.
Sounds perfect to me.
How many of those movies and TV shows did you recognize? I think I got most of them. And here's the answer to our question today. On today's date, July 7th, 1984, Prince started a five-week run at number one with this song right here. Cry went number one on today's date back in 1984. There's your flashback freakout today. Have a wonderful Tuesday.